Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the Sacred Embers Network show tonight featuring Enter the Light. We are live tonight. Today is Thursday, March 28, 2008. It's 7 p.m. Chicago time. Don't ask me what the other time zones are because I always get discombobulated with that. But I am your host tonight. My name is Ryan the Dragon. Along with me, our co-hosts, Denise Ramone, Dennis Miranda, and Jan Drake Bakke. And tonight, we will share our psychic intuitive messages along with mediumship, healing messages, animal totems, poetry, and much more. So please call in for a free reading at 646-564-9868. And tonight, our theme for tonight will be discussing gay relationships. But before we get into that, I have a few announcements to make. Just a few, not more than five. No, I'm just kidding, just a few. In our previous roundtable, we had Michael Christopher on, who was amazing in his own abilities. He has chosen to move on from the roundtable and pursue his own interests in his own capacity. And starting next week, to fill in that seat, we are going to welcome Jessica Baumeister to the table. And she is very good at her own mediumship abilities, including tarot card readings and angel card readings, et cetera, et cetera. So I wanted to mention that to the callers and listeners. And also, folks, I want you to direct your attention to this is a simple find on Facebook and perhaps even the website, the Sacred Embers Facebook page. Just Google it. It's a twin sister of what we're doing here, and we are also building a website. But please type in the Sacred Embers website and join that. It's growing like dandelions out of a lawn. I should say dandelions. No one likes dandelions. It's growing like roses out of a garden. I just wanted to give those a couple brief announcements, and also I wanted to preface this with the callers who do call in to please limit your questions to question to one question, like a one question line. So I do encourage callers to if you do have a million questions. So please contact one of the psychics on the roundtable here for an offline discussion to help you better understand what's going on with your life. So we give everyone an equal opportunity to ask their questions. So please limit it to one question. So it's, with much love, appreciation, and gratitude, I thank you for respecting that. And then... And with that, let's go around the room and kind of introduce ourselves and not to pin the tail on the dog, Denise.
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Denise. I can be contacted at deniseramone.com, and on there I have a little story about how I began and started, and I'm going to go ahead and pass it and let... Dennis do it. His introduction.
Excellent. All right. And Dennis?
I'm Dennis. So you can contact me through my website, which is dennismiranda.com. And you can also follow me on my Facebook page, which is Spiritual Connections.
Excellent. Wonderful. And Jan, how can they find you?
I'm Jan Drake Bakke, and my website is www.wefindourway.com.
Awesome. And you can find myself, Ryan the Dragon, at healingsthroughspirit.com, or dump me an email at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. I just did an overhaul on my website, which cost $1 million. but I was told that it looks a little better, so I hope so. I don't know. Time will tell. But so thank you, everyone, for your wonderful introductions. Once again, kind of going back to the theme of tonight, of the discussion of, you know, gay relationships. I mean, what does that mean? And for myself, in this lifetime, I can only speak for me, but I can imagine that if I look back into my Akashic records, that at some point in history, in the past, or even future, I don't know how that works, I may have been in a relationship with a person of the same sex. In this lifetime, I can't relate to that, but it doesn't mean I haven't been there and done that. So I guess I wanted to open up the floor to discussion on this and get everyone's viewpoint because, you know, when it comes to spirituality, there is no discrimination. I mean, we're in my mind, love is love, and it doesn't matter what the orientation is, if you want to call it that. So does anybody kind of want to open up with comments on that?
I don't mind going first. I can relate to the topic, the theme this week, because I am, I am a gay man. I am in a same-sex relationship. I've been married, my husband and I have been married for 4 years now, together for 7 years and married for four. Having to deal with my sexuality, and it's different for everyone. You know, gay, lesbian, I mean, it's different for each individual. We deal with it in our own individual way. It's something that you kind of have to deal with in your own way as best you can in your own time. So it wasn't an easy thing to kind of wrap my head around. You know, speaking about this before, with a friend of mine, I was saying how, you know, when I was younger, I remember very distinctly thinking and saying how, you know, when I was younger, I wanted the whole white picket fence. I wanted to get married. I wanted to have children. That's the life that I pictured for myself. You know, in my family, there is no one else that identifies as gay. I'm the only one. So that was a hurdle and a challenge for me personally, having to come out, especially when you're the only one that you know of in the family that does identify as gay. So, you know, and my family, they're supportive. They're great about it. Some of them, not so much. Some, you know, there are some relatives that, you know, I'll be honest, they're not so okay with it. But the immediate ones, I mean, you know, people deal with it as best they can in their own way. Look, what I've learned through it all, that, you know, I am who I am. It is what it is. I've learned to love and embrace myself for who I am. I have a lot to offer. It is what it is. I suppose it doesn't matter who you are or what it is. It's love is love. It really doesn't matter who you choose to love. It's just the one thing that everyone has in common is love. Does it really matter whether it's from, you know, someone of the same sex or opposite? I mean, it doesn't really matter as long as you're not hurting anyone and it's whatever, you know. So I don't know. I could go on and on and on, but yeah, I think everyone deals with it in their own way, I will say that it's important that when we do come to terms with our sexuality, that we do it, well, from my experience, that you do it in your own time, in your own way. And there is nothing wrong with being gay. It's absolutely fine. You know, love is love. Embrace everyone for who they are. That's kind of my spiel, I suppose.
I I think that, I don't want to interject here, but I think that was beautifully put, Dennis. You know, wow. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That was excellent. Denise, did you have any thoughts on it?
I do. I was like, wow, this is a topic I know quite a bit about, I think. I'm not an expert on it, but I know quite a bit about it, you know. Being that I'm a lesbian and, you know, I knew when I was 14 that I was, and I desperately didn't want to be. And so I did what I thought I was supposed to do and got married at, I think I was 19. And anyway, in my early 20s, I realized things were not right. And anyway, so I got divorced and I left with a lot of guilt for breaking his heart, but I had to live because otherwise I was going to end up dying. But, you know, one of the things I tossed with and it was so hard for me to come out, and I think that that's what people who, I still think there's a lot of people that don't know this, is that it's extremely, for some people can come out very easily. My partner came out very easily. It was a no effort for her. But it's very difficult for people to come out because you have this fear of losing your family, your friends, and what people think about you. And, you know, I'd already started my spiritual part of my journey by then, because I think I was 25 when I started to question it again and started dealing with it. And one of the things, you know, people say this is a choice and, you know, we have a right to choose. I beg to differ on that. This is not a choice, because why in that world would I choose to be something that there's so much hate against, you know? This isn't a choice. This is the way I was born, bottom line. And I don't, I have fully accepted myself, and I think that's part of what being, for me, this is for me, what I've discovered through my journey is this is about learning about true self-love, because you have to truly love yourself from within on a level to where you don't care what other people think. Because I'm telling you, when I came out, I lost all my friends. They didn't want nothing to do with me. And fortunately, though, I had a mom and a sister that were my big supporters, you know. And so they helped me and supported me while I came out. And I just remember having to lie and say I had a boyfriend or whatever, because I'd get fired if they knew. And I remember one of my bosses telling me if another big boss knew someone else was gay, that they would get fired. And I was like, oh, crap, you know. And so you always were on guard. And I just remember back in the early 90s thinking, when I moved from one city to another, I will never lie again and deny myself of who I really am. And not that I'm putting out that I'm gay or whatever, but I just wasn't going to live like a double life. And I was like Dennis, I always wanted kids and all this stuff, and I really thought that meant that I couldn't have children. But, you know, that's not the truth. And more and more same-sex families are having children through adoption, surrogacy, donors, known donors, and stuff like that, you know. I've been with my partner for 29 years. We have a daughter, and we've only been married legally in all 50 states for 4 years, but we've been married legally, I think, for five years in about 10 states. So, you know, it's like, and we have that, and what people don't realize is being married does, you know, it does give us the legal stuff, but there's still a lot of other stuff that we don't have rights to here in the United States. Like, I still cannot have my name on my daughter's birth certificate. You know, and there's just a lot to it, and it all boils down to love. You know, it just does. Love is love, and this is my theory on this. This is what I've come to believe, that we're, you know, there's all different kinds of sizes and shapes and colors and languages and everything else, and we're just one more thing along with the transgenders, and my heart goes out to them, and the bisexuals, you know, that we're here showing that there is more than one way to load a dishwasher. And I always say, you know, there's 272 ways to load a dishwasher, and both way, all 272 ways are correct. And I feel like we're here to help do this shift, because we're so boxed in that things have to be a certain way, and if they're not, then it's not okay. And it's to slash this judgment that we have, you know, and to just get rid of it. And it's, I'll tell you, it was a tough road for me for a long time, because it took a lot of acceptance and being okay with me and knowing that I was okay. And, you know, that stigma, and I thought I was going to have to be one of those lesbians that had short hair and short fingernails and flannel shirt, and I'm not that. I'm not sure what people, you know, when people find out that I am a lesbian, they said I would have never known, because, you know, because I like the makeup, the dresses, and all that other stuff, too. And but I just happen to have a different sexual preference than heterosexual people do, you know. But that's the only difference. And I think people get fixated on the differences, and that's what throws them off. And then they get religion in the air. And I just know that this is how I came in. It wasn't a choice here. It was a decision made prior to incarnating here. And I'm just as much a part of God, Spirit, Source as the next person. And I've seen a lot of breakthroughs in the years that I've been alive with this. And this is a good topic. I think it's an educational topic, along with any other topic that needs to be educated on. I'll stop there. I could go on and on. But thank you.
Yeah, well, hey. Thank you very much, Denise, and I'll just put a chip shot in there and say that the 3D reality that we're in is just an illusion. We're all pretty much actors or actresses on a stage playing a part, you know, whether you're gay or straight or whatever, I challenge people who have a disagreement with this subject to go look at your Akashic records, because I'm betting you dollars and donuts that at some point in history on this planet Earth, you had attraction to the same sex. And that is a fact. And I'll just follow that up with, and I know that's controversial, I'm fully aware of that, but I'll just follow it up. I'll follow it up with love is love. Love is love. And no one here is being judgy-wudgy over anybody. I mean, I remember when I was a teenager, did I experiment? Yes. I was like, well, you know, I thought he was kind of cute, but it didn't work for me, and then I went to girls, and that worked for me. But maybe in a previous lifetime, I was a female. Well, I know I was a female because I've had my Akashic records read. So I've experienced the spectrum of relationships of being gay, being straight, being a male, being a female. All this, we all do that stuff. That's what the soul does to experience the divinity of love, because love doesn't hate. Love is love. Love understands. Love has compassion, and you know. That's what I love about this topic tonight is, you know, Jiminy Crickets. It's like if two men love each other, let it be. If two women love each other, let it be. If a man and a woman love each other, let it be. Don't hate on each other, for crying out loud. I mean, love is love. And, you know, that's kind of where I'm coming from. I'm very passionate about this because it's like, you know, I do have a lot of friends who are homosexual, and I love them. They're great people. You know, gays and lesbians are great people. I'd give them the shirt off my back. I really would, if they needed it. You know, and it's about being on the same vibrational frequency of that person, and it's not. I don't know. I saw this big movement coming about, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago about people coming out of the closet, mostly because they were just afraid of being shunned by society, you know, whatever. And, I think that today there's more acceptance in that capacity. So with that, I'll pass to the wonderful Jan, and we'll take it from there.
Thanks, Ryan. Gosh, what beautiful stories all of you have had, and I just love hearing it. I think you're all beautiful, and I completely agree with you on it. And boy, I've been raked through the coals about this subject, because in my family we've had different attitudes about gay, just the word, even saying the word. So it's, you know, it's been an interesting time that way for me. I grew up, my mom and dad were not against the gays at all. I grew up in an Episcopalian church. They have gays there. They have gay priests, you know, gay clergy. And, so I wasn't brought up with this thing about it, really. And it in other religions, they are so against it. They're, it's like death. It's like evil. It's like you're going to hell. And I think that is so sad. I guess maybe there's a place for that. I don't know what place there is for that type of thinking. So it's not in my place, but I guess if people feel to believe that way, then they need to in this lifetime. And but it's not the kind of belief that I believe in, and it's not the type of Jesus belief that I've ever been taught either. So people, you know, I call myself a Christian because I grew up with the church, but I also went off and did all kinds of other spiritual stuff too. But I love the idea of how this church that I grew up with believes that gay people are not going to hell. I love that because I think it's true. Anyway, I stand up for marriage in general, and I write a column for Gay Life newsletter. And the reason why I started that was because I first got sick like many years ago, and I went to this healer, psychic man, and he did some healing on me, and he said, you know, you really need to express yourself, and why don't you come to this, sign up for this Gay Life newsletter, and you can write for free, and it's, you know, it's a good way to write and share your poetry. And so I did, and they hired me on, and there's award-winning writers on this place too. I'm like this person, I've never been a writer in my life, and I just started doing it and doing the poetry. And there's so many beautiful gay people on this site. It's just unbelievable, and really talented writers. And I haven't gotten to know that many because I'm just so busy. I don't get a chance to really talk to too many, but I have a few people there, and they're just such beautiful people, and they write such beautiful work, and they talk about being gay and their experience and all that. I'm not going to go into that side of it too much. I just wanted to say that I really, really do think that it's not such a bad, I think it's a fine path to be on if that's what you feel that you are. And I've also been in show business with a lot of gay people. And I've been around gay couples who stay together. And one of my teachers is still with the same person. They're married, and dance teachers. And, I mean, these things, I mean, I've seen good experiences of gay people. It's not, for me, it hasn't been so bad. There's always the downside to every type of relationship. You know, I mean, I know that people could come back and say, well, what about this? You know, there's a whole other thing you can talk about. And what about this? And what about this? And those other sides to the coin are there, and they're some, and they're true. But I think the love between people outweighs those sides, and that's all I think of when I think of any type of relationship. So, and we try to do the best we can, no matter what relationship we're in, to be as loving and good and whatever we need to be for that person. You know what I mean? So raising kids or whatever. I mean, Denise is raising a child. I mean, I think it's, she and her partner, I think it's fantastic, you know. And so I don't know in the big scope of things about that belief system that it's wrong. I don't understand it that much. And I have family who are born-again Christians, and they've talked about it with me a little bit, and it's in the Bible and stuff. But from the point of view that I come from, the Bible, some things are, we don't take some of it literally. Some of it we throw out, and that's the kind of belief I'm into. And I know my Christian friends just hate to hear what I say that, but I've lost a lot of friends just by standing up for gay people, and that's okay. So anyway, that's my take on it. And as far as all the different lifetimes and all that, that's an interesting point of view, Ryan, what you say there. So that's all I want to say about it. And I have some of the most beautiful gay friends, and also bisexual. I have very, very close friends who are bisexual too. And so, and they're very beautiful people. So I don't know, and they're also accepted at the Episcopalian Church. But I mean, it doesn't always have to be level off at a church. It's not that you have to go to church and be in a church or anything like that. I'm not trying to say that. Anyway, on and on. That's all I'm going to say. I'm sorry. I just went on and on, didn't I?
No.
That was beautiful. No, that was beautiful. Yeah,
okay.
No, that was beautiful, Jan.
I could go on and on, but I'm not going to, because I listened to the last show and I talked too much, and I still have
more.
No. So I want to, you know,
yeah.
Cut it off.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, and also the other thing is my family who are born again Christians, they've become much more open and I did want to say this, that they have been much more accepting of gay people. So I do want to give them that credit. And so that's nice. And I also feel that that it's going to come, that's going to come around more and more in the Christian churches too, the ones that were against it. I feel like they're opening up more to being more accepting of gay people. And, you know, so anyway, that's all I'm going to say.
Thank you, Jan.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you, Jan. Waiting for your lovely poetry.
Should I go ahead?
Well, yeah, because you don't want to hear my poetry. My poetry, I'd be plagiarizing from Mother Goose, okay?
Well, yeah, but you write, the stuff that you write is so beautiful, Ryan. I mean, you know, all the words that you write, it's so beautiful. It really is. It's wonderful stuff that you write.
I would doubt myself on that. The stuff that you come up with is just beyond my imagination. It's like it would take me 3 years to come up with what you do in 3 minutes. So,
yeah.
Let's hear your poetry.
All right. Well, some of it, I'm taking some of the stuff I used last week because I literally just didn't have time this week to get in a bunch, to look for different stuff and to write different stuff, although I did write two new poems this week, but because it's just been a horrendous week for me. And so I'll just go on and read some of the stuff that I read last week. But this one's called Remember Eternity. In those split seconds of total freedom, we remember eternity. And this one's called Look Within. Look within, there is no sin, a channeled prayer to begin, a special door where silence may roar. One can hear celestial music play, reserved for you that day. With attunement from above, healing words of love and guidance is given as we look within. And this one's called If Hugs Were Birds. If friendship were my heart, I would give you mine. If love were the universe, we will fly through it and shine. If hugs were birds, they would fly you to paradise. If smiles were a song, I would smile my way to you at any price. And this one's called In My Hair a Rose. I stretch beyond my limits and find strength in my pose. Life's remarkable journey takes us to unfathomable stances as I wear in my hair a rose. And divine artwork, let the light shine from your soul, your body. You are a masterpiece of God's divine artwork. You are a treasure. You are brilliant colors. You are beyond measure. Midst of change. In the midst of change and healing, we see the miracles of our spirit unfold. With affirming it so, we spread our wings for a new life to behold. And this one's called Earth Angel. It says, remember that you are an earth angel. Remember who you are. You can rise and shine in many realms. You can fly through the universe sparkling like a shooting star. You are no longer here to stop your quest. Allow the universe to fan your flame. You are here to live your dreams and to be your highest and best. It's your time now. There is no one to blame. Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new year, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember not to judge yourself. Remember all is well. And this one's called It Is No Longer a Mystery. I listen to the voice inside of me. I look inside to the vision and I can see. It is my soul that I must trust, and this is how it is to be. And every time I call upon your name, then I know I'm okay, I am clear, I am free, and all is well. It is no longer a mystery. And when I can feel so many things that come to me, that sense into my body, faces appear freely, I get the feelings and emotions as they well up inside of me. I can hear the songs and the words coming out so quickly, and every time I call upon your name, then I know I'm okay, I am clear, I am free, and all is well. It's no longer a mystery. And calling upon whomever you feel. You could be a spiritual master or a friend or a lover or whatever. And this one goes, for a brighter future, change can be a cure. For a brighter future, letting go of our fears can be a cure. And for a brighter future, love can be a cure. And then they were, I just got into this thing. It was a little bit political, and I just wrote it down. And it goes, it's a little bit intense. One-way dishers, sacred gems. One-way dishers, ruthless repubs, dirty Dems, two-faced ideals. That's what they are saying about each other. Now we are in civil war. We need more sacred gems. One-way dishers, always a word up on another. They can dish it out but can't take it. Hurts yourself more and your sister and brother. One-way dishers, always thinking they are right. Some are left as each other condemns, and there's the ones caught in the middle of the fire. We need more sacred gems. And I was just, that was political about the Democrats and the Republicans. And that's a whole other subject that has nothing, that's completely different. Anyway, and this one's called Some Will Be Gay. And this one goes, if some had a choice, if some had a voice, if some had a say, some will be gay. Some feel they don't have a choice. Some feel they need more of a voice. Some feel the need to say that they are gay. Some feel it's not okay. Some feel it's their only way. Some feel in between. They are both persuasions of the sexes, sometimes confused and sometimes content. It's just their scene. Whatever anyone is, gay, straight, bisexual, less, more, in between, part of the scene, or out of the scene, all are welcome in God's circle. the everlasting soul of the eternal unseen. And that's that. Here we go.
Wow.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
That was beautiful, Jan. Thank you very much. That's just beyond my imagination. You are very, your abilities are unbelievable. I just wanted to throw in because I heard the phrase and I wrote this down. I heard the phrase born again. I was raised Roman Catholic, and when I was, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years old, something like that, they said to me, "You need to be born again." And in my mind, I'm thinking, "What the hell? I was just born 6 years ago. Why do I need to be born again?" It's like, do I have to circle back around and be born again? What the heck does that mean? I never quite understood that. What does it mean to be born again? And why do we have to be born again? In my mind, we don't need to be born again, and we need to grow up and become adults, which we do. And I know the Catholic faith and probably other Christian religions or Protestant religions talk about being born again, but That just never sat well with me. I mean, maybe I'm sure there's quite a lot of people that would disagree with that, with what I just said. But you know, it's like, okay, well, here we go again, like the hamster in the wheel. I need to be born again into something. I mean, I just kind of wanted to put that out there. Maybe that's just a doctrine that I fell asleep in during class. I just kind of missed the lecture on it.
I know what you mean.
What's that?
I know what you mean. I always wondered about that too, and then I finally realized that for me, it's like having a new day. Every day is a new day to be born again, to have a new day, to look forward to a new. Happy thoughts for the new day, born again, or, you know, that's how I look at it myself now, but I understand what you're saying.
More metaphorical based. And when I was a young child, I thought, well, I didn't take it as a metaphor because I didn't know what a metaphor was back then.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that, But in any case, great conversations here. You guys want to do a little bit more discussion on this, or do you want to take some callers?
We can take callers.
All right.
Either way.
Okay. Well, we had a lineup of callers, and then they dropped off, and they picked up again, and they dropped off again. Maybe some callers are calling their cell phones. They're going through some tunnels. I don't know what's going on, but I had a lineup. Then they came back, then they lost them again. They came back. Okay, all right. So here we go. Let's. So for the callers 302 and 307, please call back if you can in some capacity. And here we go. I'm going to see if I can get this to work here, the board. Area code 916, you're on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Hello, this is Nancy from California, and I just love your discussion. I think it's very pertinent to what we're all going through now.
Oh, cool, Nancy.
Yeah. And I've always seen the bigger picture of life and kind of the universal aspect, and I think we're all an incarnation of all those sexual aspects. And I'm sure I'm heterosexual now, but I feel like I probably was gay in another lifetime and probably, who knows, androgynous in another lifetime. But we're all kind of combining and no judgment now, and I hope that gets to that point.
Lovely.
Yeah. But anyway, you're welcome. And my question now is, I don't know what kind of questions I should ask on this show, but I am definitely wanting some more clarity in what my next steps in life are to take. I'm retired and really want to contribute to this earth, to this world now.
Do you teach? Do you teach at all?
There was a time where I did a little teaching, but it was not really as a teacher occupation. It was something in tech skills.
Because I see you as a teacher, like you have. And right away, they said teaching, and the reason why I bring that up because the way they show me how. Even though, I don't know, you know, your teaching may not be in the metaphysical field or, you know, like spiritual field or whatever, but you come from your heart when you're teaching. And so everybody is able to really absorb what it is that you're teaching. And because they're able to do that, they're able to learn whatever it is that you're teaching. I just keep getting teaching. And it's not anything like you have to do like 5 days a week or whatever, you know, maybe like a leisure learning class or something. And as I say that, I'm also seeing cards. So I don't know, do you do angel cards, tarot cards or anything like that? Because
in my past,
I used to dabble
in tarot cards, but, I haven't lately. I've been more into my dreams and into, you know, in my feelings. And, I do meditation.
Maybe then that's what the teaching is or something. But also, though, I see cards, you know, you working with cards. So I don't know if that's something you want to take up again and just play with and see where it takes you. But I just see you teaching. That's what I see in it. And it could be teaching people, doing meditation classes. And I don't know. I just see teaching in a way. But I'll let Dennis or Jan or Ryan tune in and see what also they get as well.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't, not to pin the tail on the donkey here, but is anything coming through for either you, Dennis, or Jan?
Nancy, what did you ask again? I'm sorry. What was your question again?
Oh, it's basically, what do you see my next steps? You know, I'm retired, and I would like to contribute some more to society, to the earth.
Yeah. Oh. It's an animal. There's an animal out in the field. And it's a bear. I thought it was a deer, but it's a bear. So let me just go quickly to see what that might mean. It says set clear boundaries and don't compromise. Ask for what you want, whether or not you feel you'll get it. Get going on that creative project you have in mind. Take some time out from your usual routine and spend some time in solitude also. You may be in... Oh, do you do that? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Too much.
And you may... Oh. You may be in need of physical or emotional healing, so be gentle with yourself. And it's an important time for meditation and introspection, and balance your activities with rest, but play also. And did Denise say something about meditation too? I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, good. And, gosh, they say you're a survivor. So I'm just, that's mostly what the bear is saying.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So excellent. This is Dennis. All I'm getting for you is, I feel like they're saying to me, you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. Like, what you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing. Like, they're saying to me, there isn't anything you need to be doing because you just having the current experience and you being you here and now is exactly who you are and what you need to be doing. So there isn't anything you need to be doing necessarily. They, the guides, the spirits, and the angels are saying that you just need to be, you keep being who you are and emitting that beautiful energy that you have, and just being you is enough. You are enough. And continuing to want to further yourself and continue wanting and searching for something, I mean, that's fantastic. We all do that. And they applaud you, encourage you to follow your passion, whatever that may be. Even if it's a hobby, even if it's an interest, anything, whatever, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's important to you and special to you to follow your heart and follow whatever it is that you want to do. But whatever you're doing, keep on doing it, because I just feel like there's a lot of, like, I know it sounds corny, but there is a lot of love for you, and there is a lot of, like, that feeling of you are exactly where you need to be, and you're doing, you are enough. That's what I'm keep getting over and over.
Well, thank you for that confirmation. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Nancy, it's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
So I'm going to connect to you really quick here. I'm learning to run the board and do my telepathy at the same time. It's been a challenge. I'm getting better. I'm getting more gooder at it.
Gooder.
I should Google that. Is that a word? Gooder? On Words with Friends? I don't know. So plugging into your energy field here, I want you to focus on your mediumship abilities, okay? Your third eye, your sixth chakra, okay? When I connected to you immediately, I felt a dull headache right between my eyes, which is directly connected to your pineal gland, okay? So, are you familiar with the author James von Prague by chance?
I've read his books and I've heard about him. Yes.
Okay, well, there's one book in particular, if you haven't already read, it's called Ghosts Among Us.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Just, if you haven't, or if you did read it, just reread it. It talks about his journey from 0 to 60 miles an hour to where now he just doesn't do readings anymore because he didn't have to, because he's, you know, very, very well off. But that's beside the point. The point being is that you know, when you read that book like I did many, many years ago, I'm like, ah, that's an aha moment. Like, oh, that's how that worked. You know, so if I'm scanning all your chakras, you're pretty much, you're running a tight ship emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. I'm not picking up anything negative except for some slight tightness in the jaw. Your jaw muscles are a little tight, which is associated with your failure to speak your truth, which you don't do from time to time. So I just want you to ebb and flow. You know, so work on calling a spade, okay? That ain't gonna hurt you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Sometimes you hold back a little bit due to politics or family members. You don't want to tick people off. Blah 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 blah.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
But there, and I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here, but it's okay, because when you speak your truth, you're going to find yourself relaxed a little bit. Your jaw muscles aren't going to be so tight. You're going to be like, you know what? Listen here, Pam. This is my opinion. And, you know, you let it fly, and they're going to look at you like, Nancy stood up for herself. Fancy, you know. So I think you're going to see a marked contrast when you begin to do that, okay? Does that make sense
when
to
I
you?
Do that, when I do that, it's very far and few between. You know, it depends on the situation. And there's certain people that I know it's not worth doing that, because why get into turmoil, you know, when you know what their belief system is?
Honestly, Nancy, it's not so much their belief system, it's their personality. You're surrounded by narcissists, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're an empath. So it's okay. And whenever you speak your truth to a narcissist, they don't really care anyways. You're like, okay, well, they actually just spoke her truth. You know?
I know. So, like I said, you know, what is the point, you know, of doing it? Because you know that it's going to come back like, ha, 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 you're crazy.
Well, what's the point? The point being is that when you go to bed at night, you're not so angry. You're not grinding your teeth. Your jaw muscles aren't going to be sore. That's the point. You're like, you take that load off your back. You don't have to go to Walmart and buy a pair of mouth guard that you dip in water for 200-degree water and put it in your mouth to form your teeth into it, because you grind your teeth at night because you're so angry. So that's the point. It's just relax, drop your shoulders. Your muscles are tight right behind the nape of your neck. I can feel them right now. Just let it rip, Nancy. Just like pulling that cord of the lawnmower to get started to say, and another thing, and another thing, and another thing.
Actually, I could do that very well.
You should. You go, girl.
Anyways,
I'm encouraging you to speak your truth more, because you're holding back, and you're kind of like a. So you get where I'm going with this, right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
All right. So with that, I'll pass. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that was perfect. No, that was perfect.
All right. Okay.
I thank you all. Yeah, beautiful.
You have
thank
a, you. You have yourself a good night.
I certainly will.
Thanks,
and you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
Bye.
Good night. Good night. All right, and now moving on, we have area code. I'm looking at the board here. Area code 845. You are in the air. Can we get your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hey there. Good evening. It's Samaj, and I'm calling from New York, upstate.
Samaj, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Ryan. It's nice to hear your voice, and congratulations on Sacred Embers. It's great to have you guys here sharing your wisdom. So my question for you this evening is that I'm sort of in a space of flux and trying to figure out where Spirit wants me to go next, and just looking for a little direction. Lots of embers that I've had in the fire, but nothing's coming to fruition. So wondering what's going to happen.
I'm going to have to meditate on that a little bit, Samaj. With that, it's not that I can't answer your question, but let me meditate on that, and I'll pass it around the table, see what the others pick up for you.
Listening. You know, when you said you want to know what Spirit wants for you or has in store for you or something to that effect, I forget exactly how you said it. Excuse me. But right away I heard it's what you want, because we are co-creators, you know. We are connected to Source, to God, whatever you choose to call it. And then when you said you have a lot of irons in the fire, but nothing's going on, I also heard get more clarity on what it is that you want. Because I feel like you have your energy split in different things. And I'm hearing just kind of like sit with this stuff and see which one feels good to you and which one doesn't feel like, no, this, if this really was to come to fruition, I probably wouldn't really care for it. You know, it just, it sounds good, but it's not me. And I just hear, get more clarity on what it is that you want. And as I say that, I feel like you will, your answers will come to you very quickly, and it will be very clear and obvious what it is, where you need to be going and what you need to be doing. I feel like you're on a self-discovery mode, big time, by the way.
Well, it's been a self-discovery for the last 2 years. I am a cancer survivor, and after that journey and going through that, Spirit just opened the doors for so many opportunities for me. And I've been going down a lot of different roads and looking at different modalities, but nothing is coming into form yet. So all the things that I've tried gets no results. No interest. It's almost as if no one wants what I have to offer, and I'm trying to find who wants all that I have to offer. Because Spirit works through me. I'm a co-creator. I'm a magician. I know that I have the power to do that. I just haven't found the people who want what I can help them achieve through utilizing Spirit and their own sense of self.
As you're talking, I hear it hasn't happened yet. So even though it's been I'm also hearing like you don't need to be in a hurry with it, because I feel like there's just some anxiousness, and not anxiousness like you're going to run out of
it's about running out of time.
But you're not.
And it's also about being a Virgo and needing to have something to do, because us not having purpose and something to do causes a whirlpool effect. And you just keep spinning and spinning and spinning and not getting anywhere. So spending a lot of time in meditation, a lot of time in reading, a lot of time in the cards, just, you know, doing what I thought was going to be the tools to open more doors, though still waiting. So maybe it's just a waiting game. Maybe just wait.
Yeah, and while you're doing that, I'm here. Be gentle with you. You know, don't throw away the judgment cards and stuff, because it's whatever it is that you're doing, I'm hearing it's not something that happens. It just needs time to massage it more. Whatever it is that you're doing, and it doesn't mean it's going to take 5 more years or 2 more years. No, it doesn't mean that. I just feel like just what I said, you know, about getting more clarity on it with you and stuff. And it may be that you want to do all those things. I'm not saying you don't want to, but they're just saying get more clarity, like, yes, this is what I want. Yes, this is what I like. But Jan or Dennis, y'all have anything?
This is Dennis. So I find myself agreeing a lot with what Denise is saying, actually. And as I've been listening to you speak, I've been writing down some notes. And some things that have been coming to me while I've been listening and tuning in, and I'm feeling like so recently there's been like a, it's feeling like there's like almost like a pause or a delay in what you're in the direction you're currently going in. It's like you're paused and there's a delay in plans. It's like there's fine tuning that needs to happen. It's like Denise said, it's rediscovering your passion, rediscovering who you are, rediscovering what your pleasure is, what your purpose is, what your worth is, where you want to go, who you want to be, and what that means for you. And they're saying, don't be so fixated on don't worry about, finding people that kind of are needing what you want, because you will attract, you'll manifest that. You can manifest that to you, so you don't need to worry about that. And I don't know how you feel about this, but they're saying to me, I almost feel like the Cancer was a way of trying to get you to kind of reflect on your life, and it was almost a way to make you rediscover and make you rediscover your passion, rediscover, reevaluate. I hear the words reevaluate. It was a means and a way to reevaluate your life and in the direction that you were going in. Hence why that occurred, so that you can focus on you, because it's more about focusing on you and who you are, is what I keep getting. So it's all, you're on the right, like it's all good. There isn't anything to worry about. And I know sometimes we get fixated. We want to know, you know, when is it going to happen? When? Because us humans, we can't help ourselves. We want to know when. When is it going to manifest? When will it come to fruition? Just know that it will. Take the time. And yes, I agree with Denise. Be gentle with yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. You'll get there. You'll make it work. You know, focus on whatever it is that you want to do. Tell the universe exactly what it is that you want. And you'll discover. I mean, you're in the process of discovering all of that now anyway. So keep on doing exactly what you're doing. Be gentle. You will get there.
Thank you, Dennis. Lovely.
That's nice.
Very lovely. It's true. During cancer occurred in my life so that I could take a pause, so I could stop doing for everyone else and have time to do for me. And so that was a big wake-up call. That's how Spirit needed to get my attention, was to create that scenario. And through it, I had nothing but love and gratitude for the experience, and thanked every single day for being allowed to have the experience, to give me words to speak to be able to help others through their personal journey and help them understand that cancer can be a gift for you to learn more about who you are, what you are, and how much love it has for you. My big thing is that cancer is a big beast who just wants to be loved and wants to be understood for what it is and the value that it brings into your life and all the love that it brings into your life. Because that's the most amazing thing that cancer does, is it brings love. It brings a sea of love around you, and it's a beautiful thing. But not everybody can sit in that sea of love, but it's where we all want to be in the end, right? We all hope to be in that sea of love in the end. But when you're going through cancer, everyone around you wants to share that with you and wants to give you love in the way that they know how, but so many people push it away. And so I got to watch that experience. Wow. But in that experience, I got to sit there and have the experience of being loved by people. And it's a beautiful thing, a beautiful, beautiful thing to allow people to love you. And that took cancer to get me there. So,
wow.
That was so beautiful.
That's
Simone.
Amazing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What
should,
a nice message.
You should post something. Yes. You should post something like that, Samaj. I mean, that's probably the most beautiful thing I've ever heard about that. Not many, maybe 1% of the population has your, I shouldn't be judgy-wudgy here. Not many people that I know of can say that about that stuff. So beautiful. Mm. Wow.
Three times.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Well, it took three times for me to get the message, but it's all good. It's all good. So thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
And I didn't mean to interrupt. Jan, did you have anything for Samaj?
Oh yeah. So
Yay.
While you were talking, I just saw all these flamingos, a whole bunch of them. And they use a lot, you know, usually when I see flamingos, a lot of times on Twitter, they are in a group. So it's kind of neat. Sometimes they're alone, you know, but this, I saw them in a group here. And it's what flamingos represent are saying, avoid loud and noisy events, chaotic or frenzied situations. And be ruthlessly honest with yourself as you check in and see if you're following your inner truth. And significantly increase the amount of vegetables in your diet that contain beta carotene, such as carrots, broccoli, and spinach.
Three favorite vegetables.
Uh-huh. And also, it says, before taking action, balance the information you're getting psychically or intuitively by thinking it through carefully and logically. And that's what you've been doing. That's what you've been trying to do. And also through your, from your heart too, you've been following your heart. But they also are suggesting that if you have been isolating yourself too long, now is the time to seek out more companionship with others. And also that because of your ability to shape shift, you make an excellent actor or performer. And you have a refined ability to filter out things and people in your life and maintain a connection with anything that has a heart. Aw, that's nice.
That's really lovely, Jen.
Huh?
I said that's very lovely. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, all that was very, very good. Right spot on those things. Definitely following my heart and definitely trying to get those three favorite vegetables more in my diet.
That's good.
Which is very, all very right. Important. And community is what I've been seeking and looking for, is for others to flock with. So
yes.
That is very, very
cool.
Important.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, we were lucky to have you. And we appreciate everything you've said.
Lucky to be involved and invited into the circle. So that was very, very thankful for Ryan offering the invitation to me. So thank you very much.
Ryan. Oh, nice.
Yeah. And like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, the Sacred Embers Facebook page is exploding. So thank you very much, sir. You are a light worker in your own capacity, in your own abilities. So shine on. And as a humanitarian, I don't know what you do for a day job, but you are a rock star light worker. So thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a beautiful night, everyone. Thank you for your love, your light, and for your passions.
Same to you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers. All right, here. Moving on, we have area code 386. You're on the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Hello, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida.
Did you say Susan? I'm sorry. Oh, Susie.
Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. Boy, Cindy. I gotta clean my ears out. Cindy, okay. How you doing, Cindy? How can we help you tonight?
I'm good. I would love some insight on what I should be doing work-wise. Like, there's been what I thought were options coming up, and then delay after delay after delay, and then different issues coming up with the different ones. Like, I'm not, I had one that was with moving to a different area, but then there were issues with the people at that area. I mean, there were just things that it's not working out that where I at first thought that would be a good option. Now I'm not thinking it's a good option. And then I had a work opportunity that was supposed to open up and me stay where I'm at instead of moving. But there's multiple stories on that little issue. Plus they have delays. They just haven't signed contracts on, you know, the land, and the work wouldn't start until after they signed contracts. But there's multiple people involved, partners, and so I'm getting different stories from different people. So I'm not really sure if I should be staying here and doing that work, you know, when it comes to completion and they sign the contracts, or if there's something else coming up for me. I'm kind of at a loss, but I need to definitely find a direction here.
Hmm. All right. Well, I with that, I will go last because. So I will circle that around. If anybody wants to chime in, I will just we'll just take it from there.
Mm-hmm. I have an animal. If you want me to go, or unless somebody else wants to go first, it doesn't matter.
I'm all in. I'm good. Love to talk to you.
Okay. Well, it's just the tiger. That's what I see. And so it says, remain focused, be patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than expected. And you'll soon find a way of healing from a physical condition or emotional disturbance, followed by a noticeable increase in vitality. And create a space in your home that is completely yours, where you are able to have solitude, you know, like meditation or whatever you need to do. Mm-hmm. And also, you'll be experiencing a surge of passion and power that will remain with you for some time. Also, a new adventure may be coming up, and tiger is naturally clairvoyant and has the gift of prophecy, and it becomes stronger as you age, which I know for sure because tiger's one of my animals, and they represent a healer and someone with tactile sensitivities, like working with their hands. Body work, mm-hmm. healing, stuff like that. And they like to work at night sometimes, but they are also very adventurous and powerful and enjoy life to the fullest. Anyway,
love
I'm going to leave.
Thank you.
Good, yay. Yeah, just
awesome.
Just,
yeah.
You know, all right, good. Whatever resonates with you with that.
I loved all of that. All of that.
Okay, good. Anyone else?
I just keep hearing hang tight, hang tight. And I know
okay.
that, you know, I just know that that can be challenging sometimes when you're on your end of the stick with it. But I keep hearing just hang tight and feeling like when whatever it is that happens, you'll be like, well, if I knew it was going to happen this quick, I would have been more relaxed about it. But, you know, so I just keep hearing hang tight, hang tight.
Okay.
This is Dennis. I keep hearing reevaluate and rediscover. So I'm feeling like now is a good time to start maybe reevaluating things. And maybe start rethinking things, rethinking your approach, rethinking where you're going. They're making me feel like, whether this resonates again, I don't know, but they're making me feel like it's a good time to start really thinking about, okay, so what do I do next? What's my next move? And they're making me feel like, and they're saying, don't limit yourself either. Like there are many different possibilities and many, many different options for you. So, but it's a good time to pause and reflect on, okay, so what is my next move? What is it that I want to do? What is it that I need is kind of what I'm feeling. So I don't know whether it resonates, but that's kind of what they're saying. It's a really great time of reflection and reevaluating and rediscovering.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, is reevaluating and trying to decide what the next step is and which is the best option, or is it a totally different option that hasn't opened up yet? In which road to, which path to take at
yeah.
this point. I am reevaluating.
I feel like whatever it is, it's around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Cindy, it's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi. So I'm connecting to your energy fields here. I want you to your fourth chakra is not spinning very well, because your fourth chakra is associated with love, and the love can be different areas of capacity. It could be on the professional plane, it could be on the erotica plane, on the familial plane. For you, this is more on the professional plane. You need to, how should I say this? I'm trying to filter. My spirit team is very direct. I have trying to filter this down to something that sounds very nice and smooth. Need you to fall in love with something that you're in love with. Does that make sense to you?
Work-wise, you mean?
They're giving me the P word, which is professional, I believe. Professional-wise, I don't understand what that means quite yet, but they're saying you haven't been quite happy with what you've been doing. Okay, hold on here. Do you feel like you kind of got a little mud on your tires, like you're a little stuck in the mud? Like, you're like, I don't know if
yeah.
I want to do this anymore.
I'm doing a lot of different kinds of jobs and work right now that I'm really not happy about, but I'm doing it to try and pay bills, and I'm trying to find a way to get back to doing what I love to do for my profession.
Yeah, and you're not doing a bad job at that. You're walking through that cornfield, kind of lost in the maze a little bit, but you'll get out of it, okay? The P word, patience. Thank you, guys. I knew it was. So it's a combination of professional, which is probably associated with your career, and patience. Corn maze. I don't know about you, but last Halloween I went through a corn maze and I got lost. You know how that works. Sometimes you follow the path. Sometimes you want to be a stinker and you want to just say, forget this path. I'm going to make my own path. But when you make your own path, it's like 3 hours later, you can't find no one. You dropped your cell phone 20 feet behind you. You can't find that either. Next thing. So you know where I'm going with this, right? You're trying to find your own path professionally and also on a spiritual plane. So don't forget about your mediumship abilities too, okay, Sydney? Because you're ignoring those to some capacity, okay? That's not news to you. It's a file 13 in the back of the file cabinet. I encourage you to get that file out and start reading it, okay? Because that will help you out. You're very intuitive. Your clairs are about 60 to 65% open right now through your pineal gland, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see stuff.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, stop denying it. Stop blocking yourself, okay? The more
I
have
lots
the more
of
you
photographs of stuff too.
I know, because I can feel it. I can feel it, and so what you need to do is you need to relax. And the theme of tonight's show was about gay relationships, which is about relaxing and just saying giving yourself to the divinity of spirit, saying everything's okay, everything is as it should be, and that applies to everything. That applies to the emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual planes. For you in this circumstance, it applies mostly to the spiritual planes. Just say, hi, Sydney. You wake up in the morning, let water flow down the drain spout, and just say, yeah, I accept who I am, okay? I am. And when you do that, things are going to fall in place for you, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because you're like a little resistor on a circuit board. You're resisting a lot of stuff. So do yourself a solid. Stop resisting. Just give in to it.
I'm trying not to resist. I'm trying to be open-minded and open.
I know. But it's like that clip from Star Wars from back in the 1980s, where Darth Vader slices off the hand of Luke Skywalker. He goes, "I am your father," to Luke Skywalker, and Luke Skywalker goes, "No, you're not my father." You remember that clip?
Yeah.
Please don't make a jerk out of me. "I am your father." So Luke Skywalker was in denial about Darth Vader being his father, and the clash continued because he just was blocking himself. He didn't want to accept it. But at the end of the day, he's like, "Father, how can I save you?" And he goes, "I've already saved you. You've already saved me." So you have to save yourself from yourself, Sydney. And you have to unblock yourself. And that's all she wrote. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes and no. Yes.
Oh, come on.
Just tell me which job to take.
Well,
I'm trying to be open and open to options and open to the realm of there's other things out there that are meant to be that maybe haven't crossed my path yet, but at the same time, I kind of feel like I'm floundering and don't know which road to take.
Well, that's because do yourself a solid, get yourself a chakra attunement through a healer like myself or someone else, whatever. And when you get yourself clear and grounded, and you'll realize you'll have that moment when you wake up in the morning, you have yourself a glass of coffee or hot tea, you're like, "Oh, this is what I meant to do." You'll find that clarity, and you'll be like, "Yeah, this is what Sydney has to do. This is what I have to do." You're gonna find that clarity, and then it's just gonna be you're off to the races. You have no doubt about it. I guarantee it. Okay.
All right.
I can almost guarantee it, but you have to believe in your own abilities, your gut instinct. Okay, it's one of your clairs.
Okay.
No, I don't want to hear okay. I want to say yes, Ryan. I believe it.
I do. I was trying not to cough. I'm just getting over the flu. So I kind of got a little quieter.
Right.
But
well,
yes,
I
do.
You for that
thank
one.
You so much.
Okay. Well, you're quite welcome. All right. Well, with that, I wish you well, and
thank you all so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much.
You too. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, rocking and rolling here. Area code, hold on here, my computer's a little slow. Area code 941, you're on the air. Can we get your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Sure, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from Florida.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much. I've been feeling incredibly stuck since probably November. And a lot has happened since then. I was very nervous about finding a new place to move to. That worked out. My mom passed last month, so that's been a big change. And but I just can't seem to, I don't know. I just feel like I'm stuck.
Okay, Catherine, I think we're all kind of meditating on this, so please give us some patience while we figure this one out, okay?
That's fine. That's kind of what I thought you were doing.
Well, no, I was playing solitaire on the computer. I wasn't listening to you.
was actually kind of funny.
I'm not a funny guy.
So, Catherine, this is Jen. Just real.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. There, I'm seeing so many flying things in the air, and so it. But it's come to now. I can see a blue butterfly. So, that's what I'm going to go with. At first, it looked like they were bats, but then it then this blue, beautiful blue fluorescent butterfly showed up. It was so pretty. So I want to give you that one instead. And it says, lighten up and don't take things so seriously and get ready for a big change where an old habit, way of thinking, or lifestyle is going out and a new way of being is emerging. It's time to make the changes you've been considering. And in spite of challenges, you'll get through this transition and this too shall pass. And it also says, express yourself wearing more colorful clothing. And putting up more colorful things around you, too, so that you have a little more color. And also, you know, listen to music and go out with your friends and just you're going to be more attractive to others in this change, and people are going to be naturally drawn to you too. So it's a profound change of life cycle right now. And that's what the butterfly is. It's all about transformation. So I think you called it the perfect time. You're like gonna be, you're going into that. Going into this transformation. That's what the butterfly represents.
What I thought was really kind of cool, Jen, is that ever since my dad passed in 2010, my siblings and I find dimes all the time, and that's kind of like our message from dad. So about a month before my mom passed, I had asked her, I said, are you going to start sending us dimes too? And she said, no, that's dad's thing. And I said, well, then how will I know that I get a message from you? And she said, I think I'm going to come back as a butterfly or maybe a pretty flower or something. And then you mentioned butterfly, and I thought, oh, that's pretty sweet that you said that.
Oh, that's great. Oh, neat. Well,
nice.
There you go.
Isn't
that neat? Oh, I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting because when you were talking, I saw all these bats flying by, and I thought, oh, wow, I haven't seen bats in a long time. But then all of a sudden, this fluorescent blue butterfly emerged, and I thought, oh, wow, that is like, it just took me, you know, it took me. And it was like, that was the one I needed to tell you about. Oh, how cool.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful, Jen. Anybody else?
I just keep hearing and seeing the word nurture, and I just feel like this is a time for nurturing yourself, which is something that can be, I feel like, is quite challenging for you. And when you said that since November, I just keep feeling like that's like when the nurturing and even before that just start. It's almost like you're prepping yourself for things that are that have happened, like your mother's crossing, like that was, you know, prepping you for that, you know, allowing you to nurture yourself. You know, why this, because, and you've had some big important transitions during this time, like you said, moving and that, and then with your mother's transition, her own self, you know, and I just keep hearing, give yourself time to nurture yourself and really be accepting of it, that you're nurturing yourself, because I feel like that's what needs to happen more, is for you to nurture you. And I just can't help but feel that as you start doing that more, you're going to see yourself moving forward, because you're going to be able to feel like, even though you may be feeling whatever it is you're feeling, you're still going to feel like you're pedaling that bicycle. You're not going to feel like you're stuck.
Okay. Cool. That's nice.
All right. Dennis?
This is Dennis.
I'm sorry.
Is there a cancer somewhere? Did somebody have cancer? There's a cancer somewhere.
Did somebody have cancer?
Yeah. Did somebody pass from cancer, or somebody had cancer?
Yeah, my mom's whole body was ridden with it, which was such a shock because
I'm getting the cancer.
That runs rampant on my dad's side, but not on my mom's, and that's why we were so shocked when she got the diagnosis in December, and then she was gone by February.
Because I knew that there had to be a cancer somewhere, because that's what I was picking up on first, that there had to be some sort of a cancer related with either mum or dad. I wasn't sure who with. I don't know if this resonates, but were there decisions or choices that had to be made in regards to your mother? Did the family have to gather and kind of make decisions and choices, like when she was kind of, you know, either crossed or when she had passed or prior before, there were decisions and choices that had to be made?
She had pretty much everything. She had pretty much, I'm on the phone, please. She had pretty much everything already. Most important decisions were already made and everything was pretty much in place. So she had done her homework. That's not the right word, but everything, she could not have prepared any better. So we were quite fortunate with that.
All right. Yes, she was organized. Okay.
You're not referring to, when you say cancer, does that have anything to do with me per se? Because I had a diagnosis back in 2016, but we caught it at stage one. So, and then after that, I lost my health insurance. So it's not like I could just run to the doctor and say, okay, can we check this again? You know?
Okay. I'm referring to, when I say cancer, I'm referring to someone that's crossed as a result of cancer. So it's mum or dad or someone else in the family, and I'm feeding it to mum, that there had to be someone that, and I knew there had to be a cancer somewhere, and yes, that someone had crossed as a result of cancer. That's what I meant by cancer.
Yeah, that was actually both of my parents that way. So.
Both of them, okay, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, yep. There's nothing really so profound. I know this will sound really generic, but you know that they love you. You know they're around you. The pennies from heaven, yeah, you're getting that from dad and the butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feeling like when I heard that, that was your validation and that was your sign in your validation to let you know, yep, mum's around. She's definitely around. She hears you. She's with you. Hence why the butterfly, because that was no coincidence. So they are around you. And I do hear you.
As a matter of fact, I thought that too, because although I do live in Florida, I've seen two butterflies already in the last month, and that's still pretty early. Even for us, that's kind of early. Usually we don't see those for another month or so. So that was pretty cool in the last, you know, couple of weeks. So.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, that was the validation that you needed. I feel like that was the validation that you needed, and she knew, like, I'm feeling like mum's like, she needed to hear that. She needed that validation to let her know that, yes, it really is me, and I needed to do that. So then hence why the butterfly thing, and that was her connection to me. Yes, butterfly is very generic, but that's what it is, and that's what it was for you. So, yeah, it's just her confirmation and her wanting to really, really kind of, validate for you that, it really is her, and she's, and you know, they're fine. I mean, they're both together again, reunited together, you know, they're fine, they're happy, everything's, you know, yeah, it's there's not much really to say because I'm not really getting anything urgently that Auntie needs to tell you, because there isn't. Because I just feel like you said, everything was done, everything was organized. There's nothing that was left unsaid. There was nothing that was, she knew you loved her, you knew she loved her. So I don't feel that there was anything left unsaid or undone. It's just really a message of validation and a message of pure love. That's all I'm getting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
All right. Okie dokie. All right, guys. We have Jan, are we out of time here?
Yeah, we are. We're over time.
Well, thank you for going over with me. I appreciate it very much. And you all have a blessed night.
Oh, that's okay. No, it's no problem. We're all over a couple minutes, you know. Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm so glad you called in.
Me too.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Catherine.
Okay,
you have a good
you.
Night.
And you as well. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. All right, folks. We're going to wrap this up really quick here because we're over time. I just want to go around the round table. We did this in the beginning. Just do it really fast, guys. Let the callers, listeners know where they can find you, and we'll take it from there. Jan, did you want to start?
Okay. It's my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter under Jan Drake Bakke.
Excellent. Dennis?
I'm Dennis, and my website is dennismiranda.com, and you can also find me on my Facebook page, Spiritual Connections.
Excellent. Denise?
You can find me on my website, deniseramone.com.
Excellent. And I'm Miranda Dragna. You can find me at healingsthroughspirit.com or dump me an email at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com or Facebook, Miranda Dragna. And another fast 20 seconds here in case anybody missed this. I want all the callers and listeners to tune into the Sacred Embers Facebook page. It's an easy find. Type in Sacred Embers. It's a blossoming group. It's a beautiful love is love. And starting next week, filling in Michael Christopher, like I mentioned earlier, he left for other opportunities. So Jessica Baumeister will be starting next week. And with much love, appreciation, gratitude, I thank the psychics, medium, sit in the round table, Dennis, Denise, and Jan, thank you guys so very much. I'm just completely blown away. With much love, appreciation, and gratitude, thank you guys so much.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, and if you guys noticed, I limited my laughing tonight. Well, I just ruined it. All right, guys. I had to put a zipper across my mouth. All right, guys. Hey, look forward to working with you. I love this show. I love you guys very much. And, guys, please look forward to working with you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care, Papa. Bye. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.